Let me cross over to Kamel Wazni. He's a political analyst joining us from Beirut as well. Mr. Wazni, thank you for joining us here on Press TV. Now, year on year, we see millions of Muslims commemorate Ashura, remember Imam Hussein and the sacrifice he gave in 680 AD. His message is one that reverberates across not just all generations, but also along a lot of sects within Islam and outward as well. What is it about Imam Hussein that invigorates the human mind so much?
Well, I think the passion of Imam Hussein, his connection with God and the love of Islam that made him so remembered, his sacrifice and his stand at that particular time and in that particular moment made him the symbol. You will not find somebody with passion and love and willing to sacrifice, knowing that either he has to submit to the tyranny or he has to fight for the cause which is right and to preserve the teaching of the Prophet Muhammad and the teaching of Islam and the teaching of Quran. And he decided to, with his love and with his passions for God and only God and the teaching of Islam, to actually fight the war that it's supposed to be, the war that inspire revolutions around the world. Every day there is somebody who imitate the teaching and the experience of Imam Hussein, whether there are Muslim or Sunni or other non-dimension. We heard like a lot of scholars from around the globe actually use Imam Hussein as an example. Gandhi, he mentioned, he said he inspired him to lead his revolution. There's a lot of people around the globe who spoke of the ultimate love and sacrifice that Imam Hussein had for God and for preserving Islam and to actually to apply the teaching of Islam, which actually talking about justice and freedom and equality for humanity. He refused tyranny, he fought tyranny, he would not accept to submit to tyranny, and that is the teaching of Imam Hussein, and that's why Imam Hussein is so great, because when you love something, you have to sacrifice for it. It's not words, it's the deeds, and Imam Hussein sacrificed himself, and the followers of Imam Hussein, he gave his sons, his family, all sacrificed for the love of God and for Islam and for humanity and for justice. And how much we need Imam Hussein in this time when is there tyranny around the globe. There's all these imperialist regimes who try to impose their will on the world today. Imam Hussein, because he's inside of us, we are able to stand up for tyranny, whether here in Lebanon against the Israeli or people in Gaza against the Israeli, or throughout the world, countries that try to use their missile, their powers and their economics. But the teaching of Imam Hussein taught us we have to be able to sacrifice and to stand our ground and to fight for what is right.
Right. Mr. Nourzad, you've been standing by as a journalist yourself when it comes to the spirit of Imam Hussein living forever in human consciousness. His actions were one of morals and ethics, not just Islam, but he stood for humanity as a whole. In his own words that he said, death with dignity is better than a life of humiliation. Tell us a bit more about how in your country, in Afghanistan, with its ups and downs with regards to oppression and tyranny, as we've seen over years, how does that play out on the streets with the emotions of the people?
Yes, during the course of history in every country, for example, there was, of course, 2 points. Firstly, the right front and the wrong front, or the virtue front. And in every course of history, Afghanistan also had these two always till now. I believe that here Afghan people learned a lot from the sacrifice, from the resistance of Imam Hussein, and also from the message that he had 1,400 years ago till now. Still, as I in my age, as I remember that every year we see improvement, we see expanding on the commemoration. And this stage has we face for example, on the tyranny issues inside Afghanistan, for example. Outside Afghanistan, we have some problem here in Afghanistan also. But one message that during the course, for example, the fight against Soviet Union, the fight against terror, I believe that the revolution of Imam Hussein was a point for Afghan people that they learned a lot from that, from the sacrifice of Imam, from the lesson that he gave to the Muslim, that, and also alongside from the family member of Imam Hussein, Abu al-Fazl Abbas, that he sacrificed himself for Imam Hussein and for the Islamic issues. In Afghanistan, Muslims learned a lot in these issues. We have, for example, the jihad of Afghan people was succeeded. I believe that the one message and the one main point of issue was from the Ashura commemoration, that every year Afghan people commemorated, and every year Islamic scholars teach Muslims, and also in every, for example, places we have loudspeakers that they spray and they says about the message of Imam Hussein, and what was the message, and why Imam Hussein was ready to make sacrifice himself and as family members. It was because of God. For example, in this stage also we have some issues, for example, in Syria, in Israel, and also in Iraq, in other part of the world. I believe that the revolution of Imam Hussein would be a great message for them, and great message for those tyranny countries that they want to, for example, attack on the Islamic world.
Right, let me cross over to our correspondent Wissam Al-Bayari at the heart of the events in Karbala. Wissam, you're standing by as millions of people flock to Karbala to express their love for Imam Hussein, to remember the sacrifice he made 1,400 years ago. What love, explain to us the love and the spirit with which these people come to remember Imam Hussein, specifically in times of deep turmoil, where we are seeing a lot of tyranny around the world and people trying to get up. How does Imam Hussein invigorate that spirit within them?
Well, yes, in fact, the 4 million pilgrims who have actually participated in the ceremonies of the martyrdom, of the commemoration of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, in fact, they are sharing one opinion, which is the compassion of to Imam Hussein and the love to Imam Hussein. And they have actually came and attended to this special ceremony to show support for the case of Imam Hussein. The people today are shouting of the name of Imam Hussein, and taking Imam Hussein as a symbol in facing the tyranny. In addition to, they are sending a message to the whole world saying that the Islam is a peaceful religion. In addition to, they are taking the sacrifice of Imam Hussein as a symbol for their life and showing the support for the case of Imam Hussein and for the Shi'at sects in all world. Yes, Fatima.
Right, let me cross over to Kamil Wazni now. He's joining us from Beirut. Mr. Wazni, Imam Hussein's message of standing up to tyranny, of humanity, of morality at the time of great oppression and tyranny is one, as you just mentioned, reverberates throughout history, throughout generations and different sects. Specifically right now, when looking at what we saw as far as Gaza goes, people were standing up against tyranny there. We saw the Islamic awakening through the region where people were taking their destinies in their own hands, saying enough of oppression, enough of tyranny. How do you see that Imam Hussein's message being interpreted across the region at this time of great change?
I think that the teaching or the philosophy of Imam Hussein was so great because he did not look at the other side and how many are they. He looked at what is supposed to be right and what's supposed to be justice. And when they amass a huge army against him, sometimes they talk 15,000, some people 30,000, but if you look at it, it's larger than the 40 people were with Imam Hussein. For that, Imam Hussein, he did not look at the number of the enemies. He looked at what's supposed to be true, what's supposed to be justice, what's supposed to be of good nature. He looked at the humanity. Humanity is supposed to fight tyranny and injustice. So here in Lebanon, they took the message of Imam Hussein. When Israel invaded Lebanon, few people in 82 stood up for the Israeli aggression, for what that supported by the Americans. Same thing in Gaza. The teaching of Lebanon experience, which is really based around the experience of Karbala, because Karbala, it's actually everything we have in Lebanon and throughout the world. It's from Karbala and the teaching of Karbala and from his Imam Hussein and his love and passion for Islam. That
Indeed.
Love made you so strong and made you so powerful. And you never looked at those strongest army in the world. You believed that you have a duty to stand for what is right. And if that means you have to sacrifice your life, there is somebody before you sacrifice his life. That is Imam Hussein. And Imam Hussein stayed throughout history as a leader, as a brave, as a hero, as a martyr, somebody you look upon them. He lived greater with his death than with his teaching, than the other people who fought him. The other people who fought him, they had the mighty power, but they disgraced. And that's what we learned from Imam Hussein in Lebanon.
Indeed, even in a country like Iran, Mr. Wazni, when you look at the Islamic revolution that swept away the oppressive power of the Shah, it was a symbol of Imam, it was a continuation, as many leaders of the revolution said, of Imam Hussein's message, of his message of standing up against oppression and tyranny, of his message of life, of death with dignity is better than a life lived in oppression and humiliation. Also, tell us what your opinion is with regard to how security is a very big question around the world. We've seen processions in countries like Pakistan, in Afghanistan, being attacked by extremist elements. What are they so afraid of when it comes to people remembering the message of Imam Hussein?
Well, we have to look at the positive side of the situation. This is a great moment of history. Muslim around the world, they commemorated despite whatever attack that comes, whether it's in Iraq, where they actually, there's car bombs attack these every year, attack those mourners who actually remember Ashura and and live the history of Imam Hussein, whether it's in Pakistan. We had the same yesterday. They arrested a few people in Nabati, in the south of Lebanon. They were trying to supposedly put some bomb for those mourners. There will be tomorrow in Nabati. But remember, those the people who have the hate for what is right, what is supposed to be justice, what is supposed to be freedom, what is supposed to be liberating. So this hatred is being inspired by these people who have negligence and not a full understanding of Imam Hussein. If they allow to open their heart and their mind and look at the experience of Imam Hussein and study it, at least if they don't adopt it, at least they would be open to respect the other side who really love and respect Imam Hussein and his teaching.
Right, let me cross over to Mr. Nourzad as well. Mr. Nourzad, you touched on the issue of security. We've seen it also happen in Pakistan, even in Kashmir right now, Indian-administered Kashmir. They're curbing in Ashura processions. What is it about the commemoration, the spirit of Imam Hussein, of what he stood for, the spirit of Karbala, that scares so many?
Yes, actually, I believe that those extremists that they have the idea of attacking commemoration ceremony of Imam Hussein, I believe that they are scaring, they are fearing from the message that Imam Hussein spread around the world as a leader of Muslim in the world. For example, in Pakistan, we have some sectarian problems. We heard many times that there are attacking on Shia commemoration for many times, as in few days ago. I believe that they do not want the expanding of commemoration of Imam Hussein, because they believe that If it be spread over the world, of if it be expanded, their value and their work would be limited in every country. Those who martyred Imam Hussein, they also believed that they was Muslim. Today is now that those extremists that they are attacking on commemoration of Imam Hussein, they also claiming that they are Muslim, but it's not the work of Muslims. That there are those people that want to kill, steal Muslims, that they are commemorating the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. I believe that this kind of attack or this kind of threatening would not stop Muslims in the world to commemorate Imam Hussein. Here in Afghanistan, last Ashura, we also had a suicide attack here in Kabul city that so many people was killed and was injured. But this Ashura, the commemoration was more expanded than that Ashura. When I came here in a studio, I saw lots of people that they were in the street. The flags were over the cars, over the streets, and also it was the sign that for those extremists that these threatening and these kind of attack would not stop these people. As Imam Hussein stood against the Yazid, for example, soldiers, and he did not pay attention for the number of the for his army. And the only thing, or the only message of Imam Hussein was martyrdom in the way of Allah and in the way of reforming Islamic country. Here in Afghanistan also the message is the same. The people are ready to sacrifice for the God, for their religion, and for the reformation of Islamic can't read an Islamic government, because the message of Imam Hussein was the same.
Indeed, I'm going to have to stop you there. That was Afghan journalist Abdulhamid Nourzad there joining us from Kabul. Also from Beirut was Kamal Wazni, political analyst there in Beirut. And of course, our correspondent in Karbala, Wissam Al-Bayari, joining us there live from Iraq.